we're coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if anyone try to put some on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God. Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning, ladies and gentlemen, to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plumb pleasure to have you this morning in the Situation Room. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited and delighted to have you this morning in the Situation Room. We hope and pray that things are going well for you and your family in your neck of the woods. We have a wonderful program for you today. Today is the day we focus in on our hot topic. One of the things that you often hear in the church is you often hear these titles of these various pastors. Titles like prophet this, a prophet XYZ, or the apostle this, and the apostles that. And but my question is, are there really any apostles today? Did they go out, when Peter and John them and Paul them, and they was the last apostles? Or do we have apostles today? I want you to listen to one of the great Bible teachers, Alan Parr. He has a program called The Beat. And he was talking, he was answering that question. Are the apostles today have that gift cease? Get close to your radio and listen.
Is there such thing as an apostle today? Is that a title that we should use in our churches to address people in positions of authority? Is that a title that I should even want people to ascribe to myself? So we're going to explore that question and other very important questions about titles in this video coming up. Hey, my friend, welcome back to The Beat. My name is Alan Parr. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first time here, it's a pleasure. Hey, if you want to know the entire story of the Bible, click the link in the description box below. I've got a free ebook for you. If you enjoy this video, consider subscribing. Hit that little bell notification so you won't miss a beat. Okay, so depending upon what church you attend, you may have some people in your positions of leadership who go by the title apostle, like Apostle Jim or Apostle whatever. But the question I really want to look at in this video is it biblical for us to have that title in light of what the scriptures say? And real quick, this video is more specifically about the title apostle, but if you want me to do a follow-up video where I talk about whether we should have titles in general in the body of Christ, let me know in the comments section below. Now, there are two primary positions on this idea of should there be people who we deem as modern day apostles, or is that something that was reserved for the original 12 and also the apostle Paul? Now, for people who argue that there are no more modern day apostles at all, here are the three primary reasons why they suggest that. Number one, the main requirement for someone who was going to be an apostle in the New Testament is that they had to be an eyewitness of the resurrected Jesus Christ. I want you to notice the process that the existing 11 apostles went through whenever they had to look for somebody to replace Judas, who had strayed away from God. Now notice what it says in Acts 1. So now we must choose a replacement for Judas from among the men who were with us the entire time we were traveling with the Lord Jesus. So notice that they only wanted to choose someone to replace Judas who was with them as they were traveling with Christ. Now it says, from the time he was baptized by John until the day he was taken from us, whoever is chosen will join us as a witness of Jesus' resurrection. So, once again, we see here that the main requirement that they were looking for to replace Judas as an apostle is that this person had to be an eyewitness of the resurrected Christ. Now, Paul confirms this as he's discussing his own apostleship in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. He says, "Am I not as free as anyone else? Am I not an apostle? Haven't I seen Jesus our Lord with my own eyes?" And then also later on in 1 Corinthians 15:7, he says, "Then he was seen by James and later by all the apostles." So you see here that it seems to be clear that in order for somebody to be designated with the title apostle, they have had to have laid their eyes on Jesus, the resurrected Christ. But that's not the only requirement. The second one is that they had to demonstrate that they were an apostle by miracles, signs, and wonders, because this is what distinguished the apostles in the New Testament from people who were not. Notice Paul, once again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 says this, "When I was with you, I certainly gave you proof that I am an apostle, for I patiently did many signs and wonders and miracles among you." So we see very clear here that people who were apostles in those times had certain gifts and abilities that people who were not didn't have. But the third requirement of being an apostle in the New Testament is that an apostle received direct revelation from the Lord Jesus himself. So I want you to notice here in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, it says, "Together we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets." So what was Paul saying? He's saying basically the church that we have now is built on the prophets of the Old Testament and the apostles of the New Testament, meaning all of our doctrine, all of our scripture, how we do church and the order and structure and our and everything that we need to know as disciples of Christ was formed and given to the apostles. And because we don't have any more revelation, the scriptures are closed, there is nobody else that's going to get any new revelation from God. Many people will argue that the gift of being an apostle or the office of an apostle is no longer needed and therefore has ceased. So let me be clear here. We're not talking about the illumination of the Spirit. That's when the Holy Spirit shows you in scripture something that you haven't seen, but it's already been revealed to somebody else, and he shines his light on that scripture and illuminates it so that you can understand it. That's the illumination of the Spirit, and that should be the regular experience for every believer. We're talking now about the revelation of the Holy Spirit, and that's not something that we experience at all, because that would refer that would suggest that he is uncovering or unveiling something that has been previously hidden from everyone else, and that was something that was experienced by the apostles. Now, the other position that some people will take in terms of whether there are modern day apostles or not is the fact that the word apostle in its most basic sense simply means one who has been sent. So if you look at the word in the most loose, the loosest sense you could possibly look at it and say, okay, are there any people that the Lord is sending out today to do his work? And if there is, then that means that we could easily identify them as apostles. But I want to caution you on that because there's a few things that I want you to consider. Number one, when you look through church history, our early church fathers and all of the people that were the pillars of our Christian faith, none of them ever referred to themselves with this title of an apostle because out of respect, they saw that as something that was reserved for the original 12 and the Apostle Paul. The next question that I really want us to consider, and this is really about titles in general and not just this title of apostle, is what is my motivation for why I would want somebody to even call me or addressed me or to refer to me as an apostle. You know, Jesus had a lot to say about this issue of titles. Notice he says here in Matthew 23, they love, speaking of Pharisees, to receive respectful greetings as they walk in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi. So Jesus now is characterizing a group of very, very proud Jewish men who loved for people to call them by respectful greetings and call them by the title of rabbi. And Jesus was condemning this type of practice because whenever you do that, it creates some sort of elitist mentality in your mind, and it further separates you from the common man. And Jesus was basically saying, this is not how we are to regard ourselves. As a matter of fact, Paul says in Romans 12, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one of us a measure of faith. So Paul says we need to guard ourselves about thinking about ourselves as higher than other people because God has given every one of us a measure of faith. The third thing that I want us to consider here in terms of titles in general is the only title that we really, really should be seeking for people to refer to us as is the title of a servant. Even the Apostle Paul, who had the right to be referred to as an apostle, said this. He says here, so look at Apollos and me as mere servants of Christ who have been put in charge of explaining God's mysteries. And then 1 Corinthians 15:9, Paul says, for I am the least of all the apostles. In fact, I'm not even worthy to be called an apostle after the way I persecuted God's church. So notice, the Apostle Paul didn't even want people to refer to him as the Apostle Paul, right? He said, hey, just call me a servant because at the end of the day, that's all I am worthy to be called. And then the last thing I'll say is that when you look at the pattern or the precedent in the New Testament, the believers during that time wanted people to refer to them as terms or names that were communicating humility. For instance, brother, sister, beloved, soldier, prisoner, fellow worker, servant, fellow slave, bondservant. These type of words communicate that we're all in this together and we're all commoners and there's no one person that is higher than the other. Or they simply address them by name like Brother Paul or Peter or John or Titus or Timothy. But you didn't see Prophetess John or Bishop so-and-so or Overseer so-and-so, right? Because what that does is that it distinguishes these gifts as being more important than others. What if somebody has the gift of giving? Do you say, okay, well, this is Giving Gary? Or what if somebody has the gift of mercy? You say, okay, well, that's Mercy Mike. Or what about if somebody has the gift of teaching? Do you refer to them as Teacher Tom? No, you don't. And so because the spirit in that time was to make everybody on the same level and not have anybody elite, therefore, these titles were discouraged from being used. Or finally, sometimes they would just address people simply by their character, right? So Stephen, a man full of faith and full of the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but I would rather somebody refer to me as that than Bishop Parr or Pastor Parr or Elder Parr or Reverend Parr or any of the titles that people typically ascribe to people who have ascended to a certain place of ministry. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you want me to do another full-length video on titles in the body of Christ and what the Bible says about that? And what are your thoughts? Do you think that there are modern-day apostles today? Do you agree with the first interpretation or the second one? Let me know in the comment section below and let's talk about it.
All right, that was Alan Parr. And he was talking about, are there any apostles today? All right, so you got it from a biblical perspective that there's really no apostles today. All right. Thank you for joining us. Listen to us all day long because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room.